performing solar, performing high, performing positive, doing all kinds of good deeds. And then at the 11th hour, the person decides to abandon Islam. Alright? And died at the age of 11-1. Was only a non-believer for just 1 year. All the good deeds, all the 6 years, all have been rendered in vain. That will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a crash wounded and thrown into hellfire. And he will abide in hellfire forever. Oh, yes, Allah. So, unfortunately, it's a very dangerous thing in Islam. Aksama is tattoo or type. That arrestatu tahsulu bil kitab naqibin min nawaqib Islam. Alright, apostasy. It can be summarized into four categories. Here, these categories are al-awwal, number one, ar-riddatu bil-qawm. A person can commit apostasy by his speaking. You can say something, all right, that will take you out of Islam. That's why the Prophet of Islam said in one hadith, he says, one of you will say a statement which you don't even consider to be anything which you underrate. But that statement alone will show you far deep into the hellfire. Alright? So, if nothing are coming to read that by statement, it says, Kasabdiqlan ta'ala, like abusing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? When somebody abuses God with his mouth, this statement alone takes you out of Islam. The our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I presume abusing the message of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our malaikati, or a person abusing the angels of Allah. Our ahad, min rusuli, or abusing anyone among the previous messengers. All these can take one out of Islam. That our isti'a al-nubuwa, our purpose to claim prophecy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger. Alright, it says, La Nabiya Ba'id. There shall be no prophet after me. So if anybody wants to be and say, I am a prophet, alright, that claim takes him out of Islam if he was a Muslim before. Okay? It says, Out of me, man yadda'iha, or when you believe one who claims to be a prophet. Somebody comes and says, I'm a prophet, say, yes, it's true, he's a prophet, I believe in his prophet. By believing in him, you are gone. Says, how to ask their love, or to supplicate to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like people who go to the grave, to supplicate to people in the grave, okay? Or supplicate to the king. These kind of people, they are only on one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be supplicate to them directly. Then they are committing rizq. The awl isti'ana bihi fima la yaqdur alayhi illallah. Also seek assistance from such other beings in what no one has power over except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not haram to seek assistance from your fellow men in what they have ability to do. Alright? But in things that nobody has power over except Allah, then you are supposed to direct your speaking of assistance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it's the availability value, and also seeking refuge and protection from such things in this kind of matters that only Allah has ability over. So all these four are written in Qawm, that is, committing apostasy to your statement. Number two, it says, are written to be changed. Apostasy can also be committed to your action. Alright, one can do some actions that will constitute hope and take him out of Islam. Example, it says, the sujood in his banner. that when you prostrate to an idol, your shadow, or to a tree, your hazard, or to a stone, or to a wood, or to grave, alright? People go and prostrate to grave. What the Laha, or when you sacrifice, when you slaughter to the grave. Okay? When you do this, when you slaughter to the grave directly, okay, you are committing a major shirk. I have differentiated this matter before, so we don't confuse it. When you place your rod to the grave and slaughter it directly to the person in the grave, calling directly to the person in the grave to grant your wishes or to protect you from your fear, you are committing a major shirk. But when you take your ram to the grave to slaughter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you will decide to bring it here because you believe that slaughtering it here will make Allah grant your wish with it, you are committing a minor shirk. You are still a Muslim, but you are committing a minor shirk. Minor shirk is equivalent to a major sin. He said, وَإِنْقَاءُ الْحُبْحَةُ فِي الْمَوَاطِنْ الْقَذِرَةُ. Also another action that you do that constitutes kufr is إِنْقَاءُ الْحُبْحَةُ, when you throw the Mus'haf, the Qur'an. When you throw the Mus'haf فِي الْمَوَاطِنْ الْقَذِرَةُ, you throw the Mus'haf in places of impurity. Like you take the Qur'an and you put the latrine and throw it in that. Alright? You have committed apostasy. Say, what happened to the when you practice magic or charm, what I assume when you learn it, what I assume when you teach it, all of these constitute kufr. All right? Allah said, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. All right? Allah said, the shayateen is kufr, but from the teaching people, kufr. All right? And even though shayateen also said, another part of that thing was said, إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر أي فلا تكفر بالتعلم بالسحر. They were saying that some people who came to learn here from there. So Allah already described their own action of teaching as kufr, and they are not telling people that are taught to learn from there not to disbelieve. So meaning learning is also the kufr. Learning is kufr, teaching is kufr. Yeah. That والحكم بغير ما أنزل الله. Also when you rule or judge with order than what Allah has revealed. Murtaqidan himlam. When you judge with what order than what Allah has revealed, believing that it's permitted to do so. Okay? Here also we must differentiate between people here. Whoever judges by order than what Allah has revealed, believing that that law is equivalent to the Sharia, arrives this person has committed to do so. Alright, accessory. Alright, you believe that this one is enough, this one is enough, so I can keep anyone alive. This is kufr. Also, when you believe that another law, other than the law of Allah, is better than the law of Allah, this is also kufr. Two people now. The third category, people who will prefer to law is other than what Allah has revealed, not because they believe that this is through the law of Allah, or that is better than the law of Allah, but they are they prepared to judge other than what Allah has revealed because of selfishness. Okay? Because of selfishness. This kind of people have not committed kufr, but they are committing a major sin. Do you understand? Somebody can decide to judge, can seek to judge other laws because of selfishness. A popular example I see, I don't know if I'm going to tell you. Somebody, Allah is an Indian, he's late now, and Allah has matured. Alright, I'm not going to tell you. But he needs to be married to a woman, an American woman. Okay? And the woman was very, he inherited property of her father, which was very, very good. He married her in America, yeah. And at some point, he came back to Nigeria, and gradually he started having problems with his wife. And the woman wanted him to divorce her. She said to him, divorce me, I don't want you to. He refused to divorce her. The woman wanted to come to Nigeria and approach the Sharia court and seek for divorce, he used his political connections to make sure that she was not going to visa to come to Nigeria. He kept on saying to her, if you want divorce, you go to American court and ask for divorce. Do you understand? Why? You see, if the woman comes to Nigeria and approaches the Sharia court, is doing what we call as follows. All right, what she needs to do is to return back to South Africa and she will free herself from this control. But if it's to go to an American form, you know, say that all her property will be very little to move, and it will take half and she take her. All right, this man here is a Muslim. All right, we will not be able to take her to take her from this, but you see, he is requiring another law to be the real law to be a self-defense. Do you understand? So we say this person is committing a major sin, but you know, that does not take him out of Islam. The fourth category is somebody who approaches another law, all right, other than the law of Allah, because of necessity. All right, some of this, like we are here in Nigeria, our Sharia laws have limitations, all right, there are cases that they cannot attend to. So if you want judgment, all right, or to claim that in those cases, you have to approach the common law court. Otherwise, that's what you can do. Here, necessity will have to force you to approach the common law. Alright? In this case, you don't come to anything because of the word to be able to make the word. Alright? Necessity makes what is prohibited to come from the common law. Number three, it says a red double in 85. Alright? That is committing apostasy to believe what you believe in your mind. So at times, what you believe in your mind can teach you out of Islam. The Qur'an is sharif in Allah. That's when you believe that Allah SWT has a partner, the associate partner with Allah SWT. Okay? So associating partner with Allah is sharif. That can teach you out of Islam. The aw anna zina, or you believe that zina, fornication and adultery, wal khamr, and taking alcohol, wal riba, and usually halal. You believe that all these things are permitted in Islam. أو أن الخبز حرام أو you believe that eating bread is حرام. You love it. If someone wake up to that, say eating bread is حرام. No, he's making حرام what Allah has made حلال. Alright, so he can take you out of Islam. وأن الصلاة غير واجبة. أن الصلاة غير واجبة. Someone believes that the صلاة, the five-day prayer is not obligatory. When someone believes in me, then the person is out of his love. Unfortunately, there are Muslims who have become believers. Allah, I've seen somebody who put three prayers out of five. Allah, he prayed them three. Doesn't pray to me, and he doesn't pray in Islam. Okay, he only prays two out of a month. And when a brother, he told me directly, a brother I know, I'm going to him and said, was trying to do the thing I'm doing. Try as much as possible to come into the mosque to pray. He said, out of five, I did three over five. Fuck my head. The three over five is fuck my anywhere in the world. Three over five is fuck my. So, as far as it's concerned, he has tried. If he can cannot believe, someone has to come in his mind, take him out of his love. You understand? So it says, وَأَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ غَيْرُ وَاجِبَةٍ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ And similar things like that. مِمَّا أُجْمِعَ عَلَى حِبِّهِ Among the things that there is consensus of scholars on their permissibility, right? Like bread. I don't think there's any scholar anywhere that says that there is difference between a person and scholars whether bread is halal or not. There's a consensus on its permissibility. How much is it? Or there is consensus on its prohibition. There's no difference between scholars as to whether zina or taking alcohol is prohibited. Okay? How would you believe? There's no difference or its obligation. There's no difference between scholars as to whether salat is obligation or not. Everybody believes that salat is obligation. The ijma and qati'iyya, total consensus. Alright? That wamithluhu la, wamithluhu la yashhadu. This kind of thing, a person does not, is not supposed to be ignorant of them. Alright? These are things that every Muslim should know. they are basically in Islam. So when you have this kind of belief in the mind, you are committing a mistake. You can take one of them. Number four, it says our register to be checked. Okay, when somebody comes and commits apostasy, do doubt. Alright, when you have doubt, the shirk is shaking in my stomach. When you doubt anything among the things that have been previously mentioned. Kaman shaka is a real shirk. Like somebody who is in doubt of the prohibition of shirk. Okay, I'm doubting. I don't think this shirk is prohibited or not. That kind of doubt alone can take one of the people. Outside the zina, or somebody is in doubt of the prohibition of zina, or khamr, or taking alcohol. Outside the halal food, or somebody is doubting whether bread is halal or not. Outside the recollect medical Islam, or somebody is doubting the message of Prophet Muhammad. Our recollect the daily al-Aziya, or the message of any other one among any other prophet beside him, among other prophets. How he did it to me? Somebody is in doubt of his truthfulness. You are in doubt whether the prophet was truthful or not. How he did in Islam? How somebody is doubting, has doubt in the religion of Islam? How he salahiyyat me li hadha zaman? How somebody is doubting the suitability of Islam for this contemporary era? There are people like that. All right? They say, how can we practice Sharia in this 21st century? How can you start forcing somebody Islam? Now, alright, apart they are concerned, Islam is attained, old. Alright, now you practice today. If somebody has some belief, a person can out of Islam. Finally, it says, a ritual to be touched. A person can commit apostasy to abandoning any pillar of Islam. That's a term, when you abandon the position of the Sharia. The commentary of the Salah, like somebody who abandons the Salah, the Fajr prayer, Mustamidan, Mutaamidan, somebody who abandons the Salah, Mutaamidan intentionally. Intentionally, he doesn't pray. That's not like that. He says he's just beginning, that's all. He doesn't pray, he doesn't do anything. Look at this. So, they call the Prophet Salah, why? Because of the state of the Prophet Salah, Bain al Aq, wa Bain al Kufr. Was shirk, Tarku Salah. So I said that between Kusama and Kufu, and shirk is abandoning the prayer. Meaning that is the division line between the servant of Allah and a non-servant of Allah. Okay? Whoever does not pray is out of Islam. They were made in Al-Ajilla, Allah Kufri, Tariq Salah. And other evidences like that, which all indicate the fact that the person who abandons prayer has become a disbeliever. Right, so these are the, in summary, these are the five categories of rajah, of apostasy. So, وَأَحْكَامُهَا الَّذِي تَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهَا بَعْدَ سُبُوتِ الْآهِيَا. Now the ruling, alright, that becomes incident after it has been established. Once it's established that the person has committed apostasy, what are the rulings that must pull? Alright, these are the things we're going to talk about now. Number one, he said, if the Kaaba's in Muqtad, the first thing is that such a person, the person who commits the Ridda, will be asked to repent at his Kaaba. We'll ask him to use Tawba. Okay? We'll ask him, such a person to Muslim, for one or the other, he said, abandon Islam, to approach him and said, repent and come back to Islam. That for in Kaaba, if such a person repents, ورجع إلى الإسلام، returns back to Islam في خلال ثلاثة أيام، within the period of 3 days، who will amin? Alright, his repentance will be accepted. Who will amin? ذلك that will be accepted from me for 2 weeks. I will leave him alone. Okay? We leave him alone to continue with his normal life. We agree that he has come back to Islam. That's one. Two, إذا أبى أن يتوب. If he refuses to repent, whatever happens, right, it becomes obligatory to execute. This can only be done in an Islamic country, not in Nigeria. Because in an Islamic country, it becomes obligatory upon the Imam all right, a caliph, or the leader of the of Islamic state to execute such people. They call the Prophet ﷺ, because of the name of the Prophet, Man baddala dinahu faqtuluhu. So that whoever changes his religion, then execute him. Number three, that yumna'u min at-tasarrufi fi malihi fi muddati al-kitabati. Okay? He is going to be prevented, yumna'u min at-tasarruf. He is going to be prevented from carrying out any transaction fi malihi in his wealth. During the period of his repentance. You have said I was going to give him 3 days to repent. Now, within these 3 days, his wealth will be confiscated by the Islamic State. Will not allow him to do anything to tamper with his wealth. And will give him 3 days. But if Aslama, for who alone, if he accepts Islam back, then his property will be given to him. For Islam, otherwise, Sara Fayal Levitullah. His property becomes a booty to the Baitullah, state treasure. Alright, as you can see, Al Ghanima will pay. Alright, you know the difference between Al Ghanima and Al Fayal. Al Ghanima also, Al Ghanima in faith is the booty, war book, alright, that is acquired after the war. Alright, when there is a jihad between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, and the Muslims defeat the unbelievers, the property of the unbeliever becomes ghanima. Alright? It becomes ghanima to be shared among those who participated in the war. The imam is shared. Alright? There is a formula for sharing it in the Quran and Hadith. Alright? Now, what are times when Muslims go out to win war against the unbelievers? It may be that the unbelievers will surrender even before the war takes place. Alright? So in this case now, you know, no effort was made or it was given by the soldiers before they won the war. And this kind of property is called al-fayl. We don't call it al-ghanima. Alright? It belongs to the Prophet. He share it amongst himself, his relatives. ما أعطى الله على رسوله من أهل القرى فلله ولرسوله ولبيت الله واليتامى والمساكين. So, this kind of property that was acquired from Alhamdulillah without war is called faith. That's why it says the property will now be given to the state treasury. That means in a company, from the time he is killed, the property will be transferred to the state treasury. How long he al rida, or from the time he died, alright, in the state of apostasy. Supposing he committed apostasy, but before he was killed, he died by himself. Alright, his property goes to the state treasury. Wakila, some part of Allah says, may he na irtidadini yusrab fi masalim muslimi. From the time that he commits apostasy, then his property will be spent for the benefit of the Muslim. Yusrab fi masalim muslimi. His property will be spent for the benefit of the Muslims. Number four, the fourth ruling is what? It says, Intifa'u at-tawaru bainahu wa bain al-qarib. Okay? The next ruling is that there will be no inheritance between him and his relatives. Okay? Between him and his relatives. It says, فَلَا يَرِكُهُ وَلَا يَرِكُونَهُ. He will not inherit from them, and they will not inherit from him. That is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. La yarithu al-Muslim al-Kafir wa la al-Kafir al-Muslim. Alright, the Muslim does not inherit the Kafir, and the Kafir does not inherit the Muslim. So if a person dies committing rida, then nobody will inherit from him. Or if one of his co-person dies, he too will not inherit from that person. Number five, that is a matter. أو قتل على ردته فإنه لا يغسل. إذا مات if he died أو قتل or he is executed على ردته upon his apostasy then لا فإنه لا يغسل. In that case he will not be washed. Okay? Will not perform the rite of the dead body upon him. So will not wash ولا يصلى عليه and they will not pray over him. ولا يدفن في مقابر المسلمين and you will not be buried in the paragraph of the Muslims. وإنما يدفن في مقابر الكفار. He is going to be buried in the grave, the graveyard of the kufar, unbelievers. أو يوارى في التراب. أو don't dig a pit and put it inside. في أي مكان غير مكان المسلمين. In anywhere, in any place other than the graveyard of the Muslims. You know, some of these rulings, these are the rulings, okay? These are the rulings that follow when a person for me reads them. Not all of them are practical in our present circumstance, isn't it? You cannot execute somebody who commits atrocities in Nigeria. There's freedom of freedom. The constitution grants everybody freedom of freedom. And association of whatever. So if a person commits only that, however, there are other rulings that are practical. Alright? That are practical. Like what? Like lack of inheritance. Okay? Like lack of inheritance. So if somebody commits a good sin, you understand? Then later one of the relatives dies and he can tell to inherit. You can see you are not a Muslim, so you cannot be dead. You understand? And we can defend that thing of the Supreme Court. Because the Supreme Court recognizes the Sharia when it comes to matters of inheritance. You understand? If we pass some of these things, some people will have a second thought. You understand? Another thing we can practice here is refusing to bury that person in Algeria. Like people who don't, they are not looking by name, they don't pray. You know somebody who doesn't pray, he doesn't fast, doesn't do anything, he's just giving example. Apart from that, it's nothing. The day he dies, if he invites Imam to come and pray over him, Imam will say, no, I'm not praying. Yes. Even if other Muslims go and pray, if people around see that the Imam is doing, other elderly people, knowledgeable people, while many Muslims refuse, and they know that this is a very dangerous thing to do. Nobody wants to end like that. Isn't it? So some of these things we can practice there. Alright? One will apply them, it will send a signal to those Muslims that are unmindful of their duty to Islam. No. That's it. You know, so why respected people who they will refuse to participate in a funeral, or to send a signal to others, get and they will have no choice but to be mindful of their religion, inshallah. So that's the end of that section. Inshallah, in our next class, we shall go to Al-Bab al-Rabi, which is chapter 4 of the book. This chapter comprises a lot of things. أقوال وأفعال تنافي التوحيد أو تنقصه. Alright, I will look at أقوال, statement, وأفعال and action تنافي التوحيد, which negates التوحيد. أو تنقصه or they reduce it and make it defective. So وفيه فصول. In this chapter, there are so many sections. And first of all, section one, we look at إدعاء علم الغيب. That is claiming knowledge of the unseen. في قراءة الكف to redeem the palm. You know, there are people, when you go to them and you tell them your problem, they say, bring your hand. You collect your hand, you look at your hand and you begin to tell you things about your life. Have you seen something before? There are people like that. You say they are malam. Then you call them, say, bring your hand. Look at your hand, look at your hand. You have social problems, you have social problems in future. This will happen to you, this will happen to you. He is claiming knowledge of the unseen through reading your past. Alright, what is the meaning of this kind of practice? We will go in our next class, inshallah. He said, well, finjan, teacup. This is also common in Arab countries. I don't know that they are doing it here. The cup used in drinking tea. Someone will come and carry you, look at you, and will tell you something about your life. Alright, there are people who are doing it. what I need as astrology. All right, some people will say they can look at the sky based on the movement of the star. They can tell you what will happen in the world. Okay, this kind of practice, what is the Islamic ruling concerning them? Al-Fasl al-Thani, as-sihr, magic, wal-kuhana, and soothsaying, wal-arrafa, fortune telling. What is the ruling concerning this? Al-Fasl al-Thani, section 3, taqdeem al-qarradin, right? One who present their sacrificial animal, wal-nudu, and vows, wal-hadaya, and give, lil-mazara, to shrine. People go to shrine to give sacrificial animals, or to go to make vows, or to present gifts to those shrines. Wal-kuhu, and graveyard, wata'azimuha, and they are glorifying this place. What is really concerning this? Al-Fasl al-Rabi, section 4, ta'azim al-tamasi, alright, glorifying at-tamati, idols, alright, wal-nusuf at-tiskariya, monument, historical monument, alright, when you go to some places, you see sculpture of some people of history, alright, you go to the east, you know, all the way, you see sculpture of Adjola, you see sculpture of Abbas Napoleon, you see sculpture of Sango, or whatever the people worship. And you see, they consider this culture, they have some, you know, spiritual attachment to this culture. What is the ruling? Al-Fasl al-Khamis, al-Istihza bi-Din, mocking the religion. Wal-Istihana, bi-Hurumati, alright, and underrated Hurumati is sacredness of the Islam, alright, religious sanctuary or sanctity. Al-Fasl al-Sadis, al-Hukum bighayr ma anzal Allah, ruling with other than what Allah has revealed. Inshallah, will discuss it in detail, inshallah. Al-Fasl al-Sabi', iddi'a haqq al-Tashri', for somebody to claim that he has the right to legislate, these laws in Islam. Wa-Tahleel, or making something halal. Wa-Tahreem, or making something haram. What is the ruling? Al-Fasl al-Thamin, section 8, al-Intima' ila al-Madahib al-Ilhadiyya. Alright, affiliation. When you affiliate yourself to atheist groups, okay, or ideology. Wal ahzab al jahiliya, or jahiliya groups. Al fasl al thani, section 9. Al nazra al madiya lil hayat. That is materialistic view of life. What that means? We'll discuss it. People who believe in anything materialistic, meaning he only believes in the existence of anything that can be perceived through the five senses. Okay? So what he cannot see, or cannot touch, or cannot smell, or hear, or taste, does not exist. You understand? So only existence is confined to these five senses. That's another al-Madiyya. Only physical things exist. What is really concerned this kind of belief? At-tama'im, al-fasl al-ashir, section 10, at-tama'im wa-ruqa, alright, at-tama'im talisman, that is, using talisman or amulet, wa-ruqa, and incantations, alright, prohibited incantations. What is really concerned this? Al-fasl al-hadi ashir, section 11, al-halif, the gayr Allah, alright, when you swear by other than Allah, wa-tawassu, when you seek intercession, wal-isti'ana, when you seek help, bil-makhluq, dun Allah, alright, when you seek help from creation, creatures beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the sections that we're going to look at, inshallah, in this chapter 4. May Almighty Allah make it easy. Whatever we have said at the side, may Allah reward us for it. Whatever we have wrong, may Allah forgive us. May Allah increase us in knowledge. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته there are questions 1 or 2 3 will answer before the